Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that autofillatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about what is the best nacho topping combination.
Fine.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? And lastly, we have an action movie draft. But first, Andrew Mullis, what are you drinking?
Hi. I just flew in and boy, are my arms tired. And I'm
I hope you do puns all night.
Tequila.
That's Drew's thing tonight.
Yeah. I was out of ginger beer, so it's actually just tequila and soda. That's how far behind I am tonight. Benjamin, what are you drinking?
Drinking a little High Life from Cigar City. And I completely forgot about Star Wars Day, so I'm a few days late, but Star Wars less.
You forgot my anniversary?
Forgot. No, I only remembered your anniversary. I forgot it was Star Wars Day.
That's fair.
Yeah. Rick Madison, what are you drinking?
I'm just drinking my Long Island tonight. But for y'all, I am not on my third one. I waited for my first one.
Wow.
So we didn't get too crazy. Because I don't even remember what
Travis, it is.
Drew and I talked about the other week. But yeah, Travis, what are you drinking over there? Man, tell me about the bottle.
All right. So this is Nevada H&C Distilling Company Smoke Wagon.
Is that really the name, or is it just Smoke
Wagon? It's called Smoke Wagon.
No, no, I meant the whole
thing. That's the distiller.
Ah.
I believe. Yeah, that's the distiller. It's a little sweet, it's a little smoky, it's pretty good. It's real strong, it's 100 proof. And bottle's good. It's classically, you know, we'll call it classic whiskey shape, but it's got this cool little pseudo wax seal on it right here with the double pistols.
Ooh.
Like in the Wild West. And it's got some leaves going up the side, I guess, to add a little texture to the bottle. So I'd give it I'd give it a solid, you know, 6.5, 7 out of 10. And I'm doing the kind of the Dave Portnoy scale. Like a 10 is like absolutely impossible to get kind of thing. Okay. So like a 6.5, 7 is a really good score. It's not perfect, it's a good score. It's a good score. What is perfect is my nacho topping combination. That's perfect. No one else is better.
A little on the nose.
I thought you were going to go like Dave Portnoy to like pizza to pizza toppings to nacho toppings. Like I thought you were going to do something like that, but you did not.
I went real just right there.
Straight to it.
Real awkward. I want to know, we've done best pizza topping. We've done some other topping things. But now I want us to come forward, and we can do this one of two ways. One, we can each submit our own topping combination, and we vote on said topping combination. Or we work together to determine what is the best for topping combination, and we can kind of mix and match. I'm of the mind we do one. We do option one, where it's like, we have to pick one of the combinations that's set forward and we're not working together at all. You guys good with that?
Yeah, that sounds fun. Why not?
We haven't done that way in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just jump out there. I assume, by the way, let me set some ground rules that table steaks for nachos is chips.
Love steaks.
Chips and melted cheese. Right.
Wait, that's, so are we saying that is not included in the topping?
Correct.
The melted cheese.
Or I'm sorry. The melted cheese does not count as one of your toppings because you have to have the melted cheese for it to be nachos.
I'm here for that.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'm okay with that.
So if you have that, if you have just like specifically shredded melted cheese, get out of here. It's already there.
I did have that, so I'm glad.
Okay. Kind of gives you an extra topping or two, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
So my list is if it's available, I'm always going to get steak on my nachos. I love onions. I love spicy, so give me jalapenos. And then for an extra added, I don't know what kind of flavor I'm going for here, but give me the actual, like the white queso drizzled on top too. So you've got the melted, I guess, you know, Mexican blend on the cheese. Mm. That's the table stakes. I want an extra drizzle of queso on top. So mine
double
is
down on the cheese.
Kind of, yeah, but like a different kind of cheese.
Yeah,
more
no,
or
yeah,
less.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want it wet.
Yeah.
See, I would have, I would have assumed, maybe this is just me, that the cheese that comes with the nachos is the melted.
The
queso.
One, like one cheese, whether it's melted cheddar or queso, it's just the
not
one.
Like shredded cheese that's been put
but
on
you
top.
Want double,
like...
You want double cheese.
Yeah, we'll just call mine extra cheese. But specifically okay. The melted queso, because most of the time when I see nachos or I've got nachos, it's like the melted shredded cheese.
Yeah, that's
like it's the opposite. The melted cheese is the one that comes with it, and the shredded is the extra on top.
Oh, I don't know. That's just, I mean, I'm going to the 50, wrong places 50. Then.
I'm
going to
go 50-50.
I want so extra cheese, steak, onions, and jalapenos. That's my four.
I'll jump out there because, you know, mine's something you don't see as often.
Bacon.
Steak nachos are awesome. No, I didn't fucking do bacon.
You haven't had it before?
Bacon's good on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Wouldn't be
so,
bad.
No, so for me, you know, I don't get this very often. So generally when I get nachos, it's steak, it's chicken. But when I see this on a menu, I go to it. And that's pulled pork nachos. And if you get it done right, they are amazing. So it's pulled pork nachos with like a Monterey Jack or like a cold, like a mixed Jack cheese as the melted cheese. And then you get jalapenos, barbecue sauce, and coleslaw on top instead of lettuce. And it's basically a pulled pork sandwich, but in nacho form with that extra spice of the jalapenos. Good pulled pork nachos are freaking phenomenal. And you don't see them very often, which makes them, in my opinion, even better because they're kind of like a treat.
Okay.
So that's mine.
So I heard all of them right. It was pulled pork, jalapenos, coleslaw, and barbecue sauce.
Yeah. But okay. Specifically like a Monterey Jack or a mixed Jack, like you don't want to do straight up cheddar.
That's, yeah. I know what you mean. That, but that's the cheese that's a gimme. So I understood.
I'll go. So I'm going to differ a little bit. As much as I love steak and it's the superior topping to me for or ingredient for like a taco, for nachos, I actually like chicken better because I think it shreds better and spreads out more to be a more even topping in the long run. And then I like the onion, but I'm going to go pico de gallo because it just encompasses
definitely
more stuff into it. You get some tomato, you get some lime, cilantro, all that. I like beans on mine. I don't like refried, so I'm going to go black beans. And then I feel like they normally come together, so if I have to pick one, I'm going to go for guacamole over sour cream.
Okay.
And that's my basic standard ass, give me this and I am happy type of nacho selection.
Solid list. I'm not a big fan of pico personally, just because it's got a lot of cilantro. A lot of times they put too much cilantro in it.
Fair. And I love cilantro, so I get
it for me. But other than that, you know, you can't go wrong with chickens, black bean, and guac. That's a great list.
You're definitely feeling the guac over the sour cream. Solid call out.
Rick,
I like the
got?
Combo, but I got to choose.
Yeah, Drew and I have a similar opinion on this one. So give me, we're going to differ though. I took a more, because to me, guacamole is more, I mean, I get it if we're talking about like the best experience. Sure, but to me, guacamole is typically more of a Mexican nachos versus a universal nachos. So in the universal nacho approach, I went sour cream over guac, and instead of beans, I went lettuce. So for me, lettuce, chicken, just onions, not necessarily the pico, and sour cream.
I respect that.
I'm going to say it. That was the widest nachos.
Yes. Well, yeah. Have you met me?
Yeah, I have. But like...
That is every taco from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Have you met me?
On nachos.
You start off sour cream. I was like, okay, yeah, I like sour cream.
Put some crunchy water on there.
I was like,
Okay. It threw me for a loop. But
lettuce first of all, you haven't had a nachos without lettuce. Like, to me, that's almost a staple. Like, yeah, okay, you can find them. Relax, relax. You can find it, but 8 times out of 10, lettuce is included at a general nacho place. Don't shake your head at me. Yes, it is.
Not if I say no lettuce. It's not hard.
Okay, you're right.
But
if
see,
you say,
like,
if you say no lettuce, but I can also say no chips, and then.
Well, then it's not
like
nachos.
We're going down that weird road.
The lettuce.
Then it's not nachos. Got a bowl.
If you look at the menu, it's included. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, you can customize it, but I digress. Apparently, that's a controversial topic for some weird reason.
I'm for the lettuce. I love anyway, the hot.
Shut
hot
up, coleslaw. Don't wait, try. Wait, wait, don't try and be a peacemaker here.
It is lettuce. That's why wait, I have wait, it on the, mine.
Cabbage.
Well, I guess
you specifically cabbage is said a type not of lettuce. Lettuce. You said coleslaw.
Rick, you were the only one.
Yeah, it's a type of lettuce. I like the hot and cold combo.
See, here's my thing about that's both weird. Of those, and even like the pico to a pico reheatability, which I know is not the best thing for nachos in general. Unless you like them in the oven, but I would ask for those things on the side, I guess. So, because if you reheat lettuce or pico or coleslaw, not the most pleasurable experience.
Here's, I think we have a different a side question. If it's on the side, is it a topping?
If it is one of the things that is included on the nachos and I ask for it on the side, absolutely.
But if it's not on top of the nachos, this is not a topping.
If it's in the menu description and I say, hey, can I have that on the side instead so I can make my own?
Yeah, but when I order something, Drew, and I put together all the toppings, I'm not going into this order like, hey, here's my order. Go ahead and bring me a box. I'm not going to finish it. Like, I'm planning on finishing it. So, like,
oh,
I just...
I'm not. I'm always planning on taking half home.
Yeah, I didn't take...
To each their own.
But hold on. I got the general question. If something's on, if you get something on the side, is it still considered a topping if it's not on top of the dish?
Are you going to add it to on top of the dish later?
Yeah, because if you're dipping into it, in control, like sour cream on the side, and you're dipping into the sour cream,
it becomes a dip at that point. Right, but if you're preserving it for the sake of preserving and you intend to include it later, yes.
It's like,
I'm
like
okay with
ordering
that.
Salad dressing on the side. I'm still going to dress it myself, but I want a little control.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure
I don't
you
trust them
turning...
not to put a mountain of lettuce on it and skimp out on all the rest of the toppings.
I just wanted to make sure that you weren't turning a topping into a side or a dip.
I'm not going to eat the lettuce by itself. That's a
I don't know you.
Depends on how it's categorized in the menu.
That's a salad and that's sacrilegious.
Topping on the menu. Here. If I order,
excuse me, ma'am, I think you gave me the food my food eats.
Like, would you, if I ordered them to throw fries on top of my nachos, are you going to call that a topping?
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
But it's listed as a side in the menu.
It's on.
Now you're saying, now you're saying that you can put sides on top of something and all of a sudden it's a topping.
Yes.
Sure, why not?
We've said that.
But
we've said that every conversation.
But you're saying that you can't take a topping, put it on the side, and call it a topping.
So that's not what I said.
No, I'm talking.
That's what I was saying.
That's what you were saying. So it goes one way, but not the other.
No, if it's on top of the food, it's a topping.
Okay.
As soon as it's not on top of the food, it's not.
It's a side. Doesn't matter how it's denoted or what the intention is.
I don't care what it says on the menu. It's
think of it as the sandwich punching game. Once it becomes on top.
Then we should bring that back.
Yeah,
I have no idea what that is.
And doesn't know the sandwich punching game.
Okay, quick recap. I was steak, onion, jalapeno, and extra cheese. Ben, you were pulled pork, jalapeno, coleslaw, and barbecue sauce. Drew, you were chicken, pico de gallo, black beans, and guac. And Rick, you were sour cream, lettuce, chicken, and onions. And Rick, I'm not saying I dislike your combo. I just don't think it's the best.
No, I don't disagree.
Okay.
Again, at peak, I'm prepared to jump camp already. Put me in Team Drew, because if we're talking peak experience.
Yeah, I'm good to jump to Drew. I prefer chicken over steak, and I know I'm going to be on an island in my pulled pork area, so I'm totally jumping to Drew.
If there were not the classic Mexicans all represented, I would have gone pulled pork too. I actually really love a good pulled pork nacho, but I find them good ones harder to find
Well, they're hard to find in general. I mean, one out of every barbecue 10 places has them. Yeah.
Do you not want your
50-50 on that?
Drew, do you not want your nachos spicy?
I
know, Rick, you don't.
Maybe there's some jalapenos chopped up in your pico.
This is just me, and you guys can fight this. I would not consider asking for hot sauce or it being on the table to be a topping. It's something I can add to it.
So you're saying your heat element is the hot sauce if you choose to put it on there later.
I mean, I love, especially like pickled jalapenos, I do love. But if I have to go for a core four, those aren't going to be it, because that is something I can order on the side, a side of, or just have the hot sauce, like some good old Texas Pete or something to put on it. Because I love spice. But if we're talking
that's core, why I was core ingredients to
make
no...
up the dish.
That's why I was surprised you didn't have spice on there.
I'd rather get it from either like some salsa or the hot sauce or something like that.
I just wanted to make sure because I was a little disappointed. But it's fine. I'm not mad at that, Drew. Chicken, pico, black bean. That is I want to call that like the elevated version of Rick's, or like the I don't want to say the standard nacho, but it's like, if you're going to get good nachos, that's a safe choice. It's usually going to be good, unless the chicken's super dry or the black beans are undercooked or something like that. And you just have a bad, but that's, we're not talking bad experience, but like chicken, pico, black beans and guac. It's going to be a good nacho. It's going to be a good nacho. So I'm not mad at that. Wish it was steak. Because I love steak.
I do like steak, just not on my nachos for some reason.
That's fair.
I'd rather have it in a taco later.
See, I'm there too. I would much prefer steak, but as Drew talked about earlier, the spreadability, like I want a good ratio of my protein throughout the nachos. So a good, like if you're going to saturate my nachos with steak, like, yeah, sweet. But usually it's not going to happen. It's just like it's a very concentrated.
That's fair.
And it takes, I mean, for me, the meat on the nachos, like I want it to fall apart quicker. So pulled pork or chicken or ground beef falls apart quicker. Generally, you have to take a few seconds to chew through the steak when you.
Oh, weird. Okay. I
want it all to fall apart at the same time in my
mouth. That's an interesting thought. My palate is, I guess, different. I want that chew from the steak. I want that there. So I'm like, oh, hey, steak. It's like a little morsel of steak in my mouth. I love that. But
who doesn't?
Yeah.
In and around my mouth.
Travis is a gay cow.
What?
Nothing.
What?
And speaking of chicken on nachos.
I was about to say, have you guys ever tried elephant on nachos? No.
I think that's illegal.
Probably. I don't know. Don't eat elephant. It's probably not good, and it's probably illegal. Don't do it.
Hey, real quick. You listening? Cool. Do me a favor. On your app, wherever you're listening to this podcast, there's a button to follow or subscribe or some sort of a notification type bell. Whatever you do, don't click them. Don't click those buttons. Don't do it, or click it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Just fine. It's fine. Just click it. It's cool. Just do whatever you want. Preach,
gents. The age old question has finally reached this podcast. It's been around
since the dawn
millennia.
Time.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? And I just want to read out a couple stats before we jump in. A couple factoids. I said chicken, so that does include roosters. And roosters often have a back spur on their feet that they use kind of as a defense weapon. They have a sharp beak. They can fly in the average anywhere between, 6 and 12 pounds. There's some that are heavier, but like the average rooster is about 10, 8 pounds. Elephants, about 13,000 pounds. for the African bull elephant, and their skin is 10 times thicker than a human's. Just keep that in mind. Lastly, there is a article I found where a 76-year-old woman was pecked to death by a rooster while gathering eggs. So there is precedent for roosters killing animals larger than themselves. So it can, roosters can kill. Let's just put it that way. So with that kind of extra research, how many chickens is it going to take?
One, if it's Ernie the Giant Chicken from Family Guy or Robot Chicken.
That's fair.
It's just one.
Just one.
But in all seriousness, similar to tacos and velociraptors, chickens hunt in packs.
Mm.
You need enough to distract the elephant to mm-hmm. overload the consciousness. So give me 25.
25?
25 okay. chickens.
25
is going to get the job done.
Interesting.
Are you assuming that this is a coordinated
effort? It's a school of tuna, and now they have a taste for lion.
Interesting.
And they established the beachhead.
Okay. I hadn't, in my head, it was chickens trying to kill the elephant, but with chicken intelligence. And so, like, their ability to coordinate is probably not very good. In my opinion, like, I don't know.
Even if we go chicken intelligence, I'm still feeling pretty confident.
Okay. So you got some chickens playing distraction and some are just pecking and kicking.
Because at that point, we just need the number. But yes, pecking and kicking, distraction, even if they're not coordinated, there's a volume, a mass, if you will. And depending on where this battle is happening, maybe we scare the elephant to running off a cliff. Yeah. Maybe we luck out. Or we just outlast.
The running off the cliff thing is, and this isn't my actual answer, but the running off the cliff thing was something I had thought of in terms of, in theory, one, you could just get a chicken to scare an elephant, it could run off a cliff if you time it right. Or two, one good kick and you somehow manage to pierce something in the right spot. And it gets infected and not treated and it dies. So in theory, you could do it with one, but that's not in the spirit of the question. So sure. I was not going to put that forward.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think 25 is too low. I think if the elephant is backed into a corner or surrounded by chickens, it's going to start stomping and taking out chickens very quickly. So you need a much larger volume. I was thinking somewhere in the neck of the woods of, like, I'm going to say 600.
Wow.
I think it would take about 600, give or take. That's about half the weight of an elephant.
So we've established both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. Drew and Ben.
You should have
come in the middle.
Yeah, I don't think I think I'm the reasonable you one. Or I don't want to say reasonable. I'm the one in the middle here, potentially. I could go higher for sure. But I think 600 with enough, that should be enough if they have a singular focus to kill this elephant. And there are ones jumping on it. They can jump or they can fly high enough to get on its back and get them there behind the head and the eyes. You could over 600's a lot. It could be done, I think, with 600. Drew, Ben?
I am going to set my camp up strong and say that there is no number. It is infinite because elephants outrun chickens. Elephants are bigger than chickens. And while chickens can hurt things with thinner skin, elephants have really thick skin. Not to mention the fact that I don't see how, even if you've got 10,000 chickens, you got this big, strong, muscular elephant, all you got to do is run away from them. They're not going to be able to keep up. There's no way. And those tiny little chicken legs ain't going to be able to go as long as the elephant. It's going to get away, and then he can turn around, stomp him, then run again. No, I'm going to go with a million or 10 million or whatever it is. It's infinity is my answer. It's not going to happen. And in the true nature and premise of this, because the whole thing is, you know, pick a specific number. I am going to, but it's pick a specific number and think outside the box. This is me picking a specific number, which is infinity, and thinking outside the box that elephants are smarter, they're stronger, and they're more durable. It's like throwing
a
ball.
Smarter?
elephants are one of the smartest animals in the world. Dude, I have chickens living behind my house. They're fucking idiots. Yeah, I'm going to go infinity, which is the number. So,
don't like that answer.
Yeah, didn't think you would.
Drew, go ahead.
I'm closer to Ben than I am to you guys, but not quite there. I'm going to say somewhere in the range of like 10,000.
Okay.
Really trying to be reasonable about it.
To be fair, you're much closer to mine than you are to Ben's.
There.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. Technically, mathematically, yes. Mathematically, yes. What Ben said about elephant skin, I think holds true.
Yeah.
In reality, the way to take down an elephant would be to, if you don't have like bullets or swords or something like that, a chicken's pecking strength is barely enough to get into an elephant's skin. The only way to really take one down as a chicken is blood loss over time. Even if you pecked out its eyes and took out some, or like some vital parts, that's not going to kill it necessarily, but it would be over time wearing it down, blood loss, and during that time it could cause some major damage to those chickens by stomping trunk, even just falling on them. I think it would be reasonable to say that somewhere, I would even take anywhere from like 8 to 15,000, but that feels like a good many to me.
Can I interject with something real quick?
Please.
Sure.
Please tell me you have a study about killing an elephant.
According to this study, it's 2,207. Only caveat.
I saw that one.
Is they are arms chickens, meaning they have knives on their legs. In a cockfight, they're armed. And I think we have to take that into account. In a cockfight, they are weaponized.
I like how you call this a study.
Yeah, it's a very loose term of study.
It was the first thing I saw when
but
I.
But at least we didn't cop out and go with Ben's chickens answer to kill. Oh yeah, no. Happen. So
20. I would say 20.
There's even a YouTube video about elephant fighting chickens. Hold on, I'm about to do this real quick.
I don't think it was a cop out. I laid out a very good argument.
I don't think you did.
I think I did. I think I.
There.
I just don't. You
may have laid
possible.
Out. A
I do not think it's possible
to call it a good.
I think it's absolutely possible.
I think there is.
I do not.
With enough time and enough hits, anything can die. Like if you keep sending chickens at it, if there's literally, if you had said 2 million, I'd be like, it's probably a little high, but at least that's an answer. Like, if you don't think it's possible, that's. I mean, if. Infinite. Let's think of that like this: full grown bull elephant. I will call it 10 years old. It's gonna live another 60 years. I don't know. You need 60 years worth of chickens to kill it, right? It's on its last leg. It's about to die, and a couple more pecks and it kills it. Like it's entirely possible.
This YouTube video: these chickens are running circles around this elephant, which is hilarious.
I imagine they would be like anywhere. It would just be a mob of chickens and the elephant would be right in the middle. And if he tried to move forward, he would have to go through.
See, I think that's giving the chickens above average intelligence, which is not to me in the spirit. Assuming is a wild pack of chickens come across an elephant and they fight it out with their natural animal instincts. Only thing being compelled is that they fight each other, not
right. I was about to say because
that they use natural pack tactics or
I think he was saying encircle by in terms of volume, right? Because there's only so much room you can do. So after a while, it just forms a natural circle around the elephant.
Right.
It's not like there's 10 chickens circling an elephant. It's like would you say 2,000? Yeah. So it's going to form a circle. That's just how it happens. I'm 600 was a last minute kind of change on my part.
I like 600.
My head is probably closer to 10,000, not quite 10,000, but I could see somewhere in the middle, like 6,000 might be a decent answer.
So infinite was actually my quick change answer as well. Okay. My real answer is a lot closer to Drew's.
What was your real answer?
So I did math. You guys know me. I like math. So average elephants, 9,000 pounds, average chickens, 5.7 pounds. So it's about 1500 chickens per elephant poundage. For me, it's like 10 times an elephant could possibly do it. So my original answer was like 15,000 and change. So 15,000, but then I didn't like my answer, but I know you guys don't like mine. So if I'm going to jump camp, it's going to be to Drew, cause it's the highest.
I would even put 15, like, I think my range is somewhere, it, like, all things being equal, if we did this 100 to 100 times, it would be somewhere between 5,000 and, like, 25,000, honestly. I just think chickens are very easily broken.
Oh, for sure.
And the force that they can generate is not enough to get through an elephant's skin majority of the time. Although I do think there's a, I guess we'd have to do like the weight math on it. At some point, if they all just rushed it, they could probably just suffocate it.
Right.
So yeah. There is that to consider too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, let's say, I know this math isn't right, but it's, if an elephant skin is 10 times as thick as a human and a chicken can penetrate a human skin, you probably need about, and I know, again, this is not how it works, but I'm just doing this for general maths in my head. It takes about maybe, I'll say, 8 to 10 hits from a chicken in the exact same spot to puncture the skin to get to actual blood. Again, in the exact same spot. And it's not going to be that big, right? It's going to be just, you know, a little hit.
And that's how I got to my original 10 times. Like 10 times the number of chickens in size.
But, like, how long are the chickens going to last? You know, a lot of them are going to be taken out with, like, one stomp. A lot being, like, 3. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where my math
is
going
with this.
They're
feisty. They're agile.
They are. They're, you know.
You're just real fucking dumb.
That is also true. But they're also angry.
Cannibals, so if chickens start dying and they're hungry enough, they're going to start getting distracted.
And if they're all filled with human growth hormones, they're going to get jacked.
Give me those roid rage chickens.
Okay. If Ben's new number is 15, I'm willing to do 10.
OG number.
I think it's probably a little high, but we're not going to come to an exact answer, obviously. But I think 10,000.
Not until
safe
we
number.
Test it out.
Dude, that's a battle simulator that I would get drunk as fuck. Oh,
they have 100%. Stuff
all
like
day
that.
Long. I know.
I mean, like there that. Are chicken farms out there that are that large. So really, we just need to source an elephant. So that's all I'm saying.
I will finance that cause because I would sit there.
Rick, can you call in a favor and get a transport plane?
Oh my god, that would be the first time I smoke weed too. I'd be like, Drew, I need you to find some weed for me. This is gonna be our first.
Yeah,
let's watch this.
5,000 chickens versus 10 elephants.
Oh my god, it's a minute
versus
and 50
10 elephants.
Yeah, I think
the bet that all 10 elephants are still alive at the end.
Yeah.
So it's loud.
I'm turning it down. Is that better?
This makes me so happy.
Why are there buildings?
I like the battle cries.
Today's weather, mostly sunny with some sun.
What's it?
I like how it sounds like crowd sounds.
Are they clucks?
Chickens?
Yes. Oh, there's a counter too to tell me how awesome.
Let's do this.
If they take out one elephant, I think.
Why does it say there's a nuke?
Can we link this in the description?
Yes, absolutely.
Please. How awesome.
All right, they're going in.
All right, no chickens are on top of elephants yet.
Just met the elephants.
Ben, are you questioning this simulator?
The elephants are really going like phalanx on this.
Yep.
Yeah, I see. This is not a natural battle.
They're just using their horns. Why don't they just run on them?
The elephants are using formations. This is not a real simulator.
They're not running.
Oh, they killed an elephant. They got one.
It only took 5,000.
Oh, they killed two.
They're doing it based on hit point damage, not like...
No.
What actually happened.
This is canon.
Yeah.
The elephants are going to getting slaughtered.
There's no way they've already killed 6 elephants. And only 120 of them are dead.
Well, you have to think about it, Drew. In their current formation, the elephants are probably hitting each other, thus rendering them ineffective. Wow. Only 123 chickens down versus 10 elephants. I think my 25
suspect.
Answer is looking a lot better.
Ridiculous.
Actually, nope. I think the 600 was probably pretty
good. Yeah, 600
is
good.
Yeah. Pretty accurate. I like that one now. I love the...
That was hilarious.
That was fantastic, but I do not accept it.
I love the the sword fighting sounds.
Oh, that was great.
My name is Dr. Dimitri Bick. I'm an adult geriatric and forensic fellowship trained psychiatrist and the host of the Psych Effect podcast. On this show, you'll get my take on sports, politics, current events, and world news in the context of mental health. Why me? Because I've been through all domains of mental health care. Inpatient units, outpatient clinics, academic appointments, university hospitals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and private practice. I've also had forensic inpatient hospital units, worked in prisons, assisted attorneys, and interviewed individuals both in criminal and civil forensic cases. I'll break down complex psychological and psychiatric issues in a fun and entertaining way, and speak with interesting people and experts from different fields and professions. Join me weekly, because everything has a psych effect. The Psych Effect is available on any podcast platform you use, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Gentlemen, we've waited a long time for this. It's time for our action movie draft. We did it a little bit different this time because there are so many action movies. I went ahead and curated a list of about 80 or so action movies for us to pick from. Because if we just didn't have that bank, we'd go off and it wouldn't be super fun. We got to see these kind of come off the list. However, I know that there are thousands of action movies. I'm not going to get them all. So you will have two opportunities to use your pick for an action movie that is not on this list. So if you feel strongly about a movie that you really want and you think it's mostly an action movie, you can go grab it, but you can only do that twice. Also, definition for an action movie. Like a lot of things, we're going to keep this relatively loose. However, the way I procreated, that's not the right word.
Well, that's why it's loose.
That's why it's loose.
Travis has got a little Freudian thing on.
That's hot.
The way I procured this list, so to speak, is I kind of went, it's got to have some sort of fighting, either hand-to-hand combat, weapons, either swords or guns, or maybe space weapons, whatever. And it also has to be mostly grounded or related to the planet Earth. I don't know why that stipulation came to my head when I was making this list. I just think if it's action, it's on Earth. If it's sci-fi or fantasy or any of those other potentially action adjacent categories, they could be an action film, but I wanted to try to get a lot more just like Earth-based action stuff. And so that's how I created this list. If you do come up with a movie outside of this list that doesn't fit that criteria, we're going to argue about it. I'm going to have some words, but you got to convince us that why it's an action film. So with that, first on the clock in the action movie draft is Benjamin Trimmer. Also, real quick, as an aside, we're going to kind of as we go, but you get the franchise. So just keep that in mind when you're drafting. So with that, Ben, first pick of the first round.
Yep. First pick of the first round, not going with the franchise, going with the standalone, one of the all-time greats, potentially top two, top three, top four greatest action films of all time, maybe top 10 greatest films of all time. I'm going with Gladiator, Russell Crowe.
Okay. That was on the list.
Dreams.
Next on the next up is going to be Drew.
I think rewatchability is a big one for me. So right out the gate, give me The Mummy.
Ooh, good one. Ooh, the classic.
A classic cinematic documentary adventure.
Yeah. Adventure documentary. That's the one. All right, okay. Richard, with the third pick.
I'm going to alter my drafting strategy just seeing the first two. So to me, this is the ultimate definition of an action movie. So I'm going to take John Wick.
Okay. That was a hard choice for me, Rick. It was number two. Yep.
Like it's the epitome of just senseless action, constant violence.
Well, then with my first pick, I'm going to go the Die Hard franchise.
Solid.
And then with my next pick, since this is a snake draft, I'm going to go Kill Bill.
Okay.
You're on the clock. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to use my, one of my outside the box picks, here, and I'm going to need to take Boondock Saints.
Ooh, yes.
Nice.
That's my second pick. So that's one outside.
I don't know how I forgot that one. That's on me. Forgive me, please. Drew, you're up with your second pick.
Just to make sure I get it, I'm also going to use one of my outside picks early, and I'm going to go Constantine.
Nice.
I need a little Keanu in there.
Yeah. Awesome. Yep. Solid. That's action movie for sure. Ben, right. Yeah, back to backs. Let's go.
Back to backs. All right, so I'll go for my second pick, Indiana Jones franchise.
Okay.
Solid.
Yep.
And then I am going to use an outside pick for my third pick and go Bad Boys franchise.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Which was not on
there.
Wasn't
on there. Wow. Mm-hmm. That is a good one.
What you got, Drew?
Just because it has held up so well and I enjoy watching the fuck out of it every single time, I'm going Jurassic Park.
Okay.
See, and that's one of those ones that I keep going back and forth on.
It's not a lot of fighting.
It's not man on man. It's like monster sci-fi dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are real.
So here's where I came to my definition of like action movie. The action defines the narrative, which is like the chase scenes, the dinosaurs attacking.
Okay,
So that's kind of where my brain's at with it.
It's not like a thriller where there's like. Crazy
and I get the entire franchise out of it, which much as the newest ones don't hold up nearly to the level that the original one and three, we don't talk about two, do. It's still an enjoyable watch.
Yeah.
I'm good with it on the list.
It's got dinosaurs. It can't be bad.
I'm going to let you pick it because
me too. Yeah.
You're not going to pick one of mine. Fair. But yeah, no, I'm the same way. Like, it's one of those weird, like, I don't know if I would. Anyways, I digress. You all said it. So for me, third pick, I'm going to take Top Gun.
Nice.
Yep. Nice.
Both of them solid.
Yep.
I did pleasantly enjoy the second one.
It was really good.
It was good.
I still have not seen it, honestly.
Really good.
You should. It depends on how you like the first one, but it's good.
I love them. You never close.
With my third round pick, I'm going to go The Matrix.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm surprised it made it that far.
Yeah,
I am too.
And then I'll use my outside the list one to go. It was on a couple lists, so I need to take it. But I don't think any of you guys may have seen it unless you were in my basement when I was watching it. But Ong Bak, the Thai Warrior.
Yes.
Going to grab my Ong Bak. It's too good. It's too good.
He left that off the list.
I did. I left that off. I sure did.
Yeah, you fucker.
I don't want to use my last outside the box pick, but all the ones I really want to take are outside the box.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna play the game here. Die Hard was taken. I guess I'm gonna give me 300.
Okay.
I think that's a solid action.
Solid,
movie.
True action. Yeah.
And you get this shitty 301 movie, whatever it was.
I actually really enjoyed
it's
that.
It's not. It's not bad.
I mean, I'm the
if you're
most
looking
basic,
at it as just a terrible movie.
Yeah.
We'll give you the Meet the Spartans spoof too.
Drew, you're at fourth pick.
Well, I also don't want to.
It's an interesting. It's an interesting layer.
This. And we got a long way to go.
But yeah, we do. This is an interesting twist. I like it.
Give me Alien. Because I get everything in it.
Yeah, you do.
I was wondering. I was shocked you hadn't picked Alien yet.
It really is one of my favorite franchises. I figured people wouldn't take it.
Really?
So that's why I'm gonna take it now. Oh yeah, 1, 2, 3, and 4 are freaking fantastic.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
Yep.
I need more outside the box picks.
All right, I got back to backs again. Nice.
Yep.
Give me the Bourne series. Give me. Okay. Identities, nice. Dreams of the Ultimatum, Legacy, give me them all. And then I kept going back and forth on these, but I'm going to go with a big franchise pick here, and I'm going to go Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Good franchise picks right there.
Drew, fifth round pick, go.
Yeah, I think... it's getting sort of... give me Batman.
Okay.
For better or worse.
Batman.
Rick, your fifth round pick.
I think it's only appropriate that I take this one. So I'm gonna say Fast and Furious, please.
Mm-hmm.
I was purposely not picking that one so you could have it.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because it's near and dear to my heart.
If it would have made it to like 7 or 8, I would have taken
it. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. To me, it's symbolic because Fast Five was one of my favorites. So picking it at five, you know.
There you go. Mm. All right. Give me James Bond. Just want the whole discography.
Yeah, good, good.
I know that's not what it's called, but I'm going to call it that. Filmography, that's what it is. And then give me, I need something a little, I've got Matrix, but I need something a little bit more. Give me the Predator franchise.
Does that include?
Ooh.
Do you want a joint custody of Predator versus Alien, or Alien versus Predator?
I'll let you have them.
Okay,
that's fine. Good. Well, no, there's two of them from what I understand. I think the first one's actually not bad. The second one's bad enough. So,
second one's garbage.
Yeah. So you can have
first one's fantastic.
You can have the good with the bad. That's fine.
For my next one, I think this movie is hilarious and it makes me happy. I'm going to take Free Guy.
Yes.
It really was a good movie. I was kind of surprised it made the list too.
I can't believe it's on this list. But
I can't either.
It's a great movie.
Of all the movies to make it versus some of the ones that didn't, like, again, Trav had an impossible task, but it makes me so happy.
Solid movie.
Drew, your sixth round pick.
Give me Hot Fuzz.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm a little mad at you, but I like that. That's a good pick.
Because then I get Shaun of the Dead and World's End also. Suck it.
Are those?
They're part of a trilogy.
No, they're
the same
not.
Franchise. Yes, they are. 100%.
No, they're not. They're the same.
They absolutely are the same. They're part of a trilogy.
They are not part of a trilogy. How are they? In what world? They're completely different.
They're, look it up. They're meant to be a trilogy of movies.
They're completely unrelated stories.
Yeah, but they're meant to be like alternate reality type of movies that basically have the same characters in them.
That would be like saying the people from
look it up.
I don't care what it says. I'm telling you it's not a trilogy.
It is.
I don't think that's no.
I'm accepting reality and I get all of those.
I'm letting you have
not even
all
on,
three.
They're not even on the list.
So I'm letting you have all three of those shitty movies personally. So go
they're
ahead.
So good.
Yeah.
Hot Fuzz is great.
I wouldn't take them.
So is Shaun of the Dead. Amazing. Is really,
the third
World's
one
was the other one. But yeah. Funny. Still good.
All right, Ben, back to back, 6-7.
Boom, boom. All right, I'll go ahead and use my second outside.
Ooh.
For the Patriot.
Nice. That was going to be one of mine.
There you go.
Then give me all the old boys who are, you know, classic legends altogether. Give me the Expendables.
I'm going to wait one more round to use my outside.
Yep. Yep, I'm feeling good about mine making it.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I'd buy that for $1. Give me RoboCop.
Nice.
Yep. Good one.
I'm going to, Men in Black, please. Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Solid choice. Give me, I know I already have him as Bond, but I just can't have enough of Sean Connery. So give me The Rock.
Nice. It's such a good movie.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And it has Dr. Cox in it. So
it does. Mm-hmm. It does. Well, then, if this is considered our last round, and I want to use my outside pick, give me Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
Was on my list. Nice.
Richard.
For me, give me The Equalizer as my second outside pick.
Interesting.
What was your pick, Travis, before Mortal Kombat?
The Rock.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right, if we're using up outside picks, give me Blade Runner.
Ooh.
And Ben, for your 8th pick.
Well, I have to have one on here, so give me The Rundown.
Good movie.
Okay, so now we've done 8 rounds. Feel like we're going at a pretty good clip. So what I want to do is I think we should do another.
I have much more to go, so yeah.
Yeah, I think what if we did another 5 rounds with one outside pick?
I'm okay with that.
Two outside picks. There's stuff on here I don't want, though.
There's a lot of stuff on here. There's
stuff. Six more rounds with 2 outside picks.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm also okay with that. We said 6 more?
Six more rounds.
All right, guys, we're just going for it. You know what? We said screw last call. Doing 6 more rounds with 2 more outside picks. Ben, give me round 9.
Well, give me 5 seconds because I got to readjust my strategy a little bit.
Yeah. 2, 3.
All right. So, all right. I'm going to go, and the new one's actually pretty good too. I'm going Roadhouse.
Okay.
You had me until you said the new one was pretty good too. Do you really think it's that good?
I haven't seen it.
I've watched it like 5 times, honestly. I think it's pretty good. I didn't love the end, but like I like the middle and the beginning.
All right,
the original was fucking bomb.
9th pick, Drew.
Give me Mad Max.
Very nice.
Yeah. I love it. That's gonna be my next one.
Everything to do with it.
Richard?
You know what? Give me The Italian Job. I really enjoy
it.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good movie.
So it was good.
That's so I don't
great pick, Rick.
Outside pick.
I got 9 and 10. So give me Terminator. And then for round 10, give me my boy Thor.
Those are both on the list picks, right?
Yes.
All right.
And that is the first Marvel movie off the list.
Which is really, yeah. Anyways,
yeah,
give me Inception.
Yep.
I think that's a pretty enjoyable movie.
And while I appreciate how much action's in it, it's just a thriller to me.
For sure,
there's so many twists and turns. That's another one of those where I'm like on the fence. But amazing movie. Don't get me wrong.
No, I agree. That's why I wasn't. That's why it's my 10th round pick.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, what you feeling, dog?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Lay it on me, daddy.
Give me Spider-Man.
Okay. Nice.
There's a lot of them, and I enjoy almost every single one. So,
yeah.
Yep, I like that.
All right, I got 2 here. All right, I'm going to use one of my outside picks and go Troy.
Good pick.
Then let's get something here that's on the list. I got to get me a little Clive Owen on here, so give me Shoot 'Em Up.
Yeah. That's a fun
famously
movie.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Over the top action movie.
100%. I love it.
It's great. All right, Drew. No, 10th round. Nope, 9th round pick. Nope, 11th round pick. I can't count.
Grass is wasted. not.
Give me Tooken.
Tooken. The Tooken franchise. Tooken again.
You ever seen that Liam Neeson?
So good. So good. Nope.
The fact that it's on the list, and it makes me happy. Give me Walking Tall.
Damn it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You ain't getting that, Travis.
Damn it. That was going to be my 8th round pick. I almost did it, but I was like, not even my.
We're in the 11th round. What do you mean?
Well, no. But when we were going to end, and I hadn't used my outside pick, and I went Rock, and then
three more picks.
I know. I'm going to use one of my outside picks here. Give me Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yep. Nice.
Surprise pick by Travis.
I was
definitely. I wanted another shoot 'em up type movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I needed another one. And then give me for my on. Give me The One.
Good movie.
All right, Rick.
I am also gonna throw out another outside the list pick. Give me Shooter, Please.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Rick. So good.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Just watched that recently.
So good.
Again, let me preface.
Right. It wasn't your first experience.
Obviously seen Shooter.
Drew's pulling a page out of my playbook 20 years late to a.
Yeah. Marky Mark. Okay, let me go for my second time off the list thing. Give me Bullet Train.
Now, great
the
movie.
The newest one. I need another shoot 'em up.
Great movie.
And
great
it
movie.
Is phenomenal.
So good.
I love it. Such a good mix of like comedy and action sequences.
I love that movie so
and just
much.
Narrative. It's really good. I loved it.
I watched it when I first watched it, it was with my parents. And it was
I'm sorry.
It was a hilarious, awkward experience.
On the list. Give me an action movie that's on the list. Give me Speed.
Nice.
Yep. Love it.
And then I'm going to go ahead and use my off the list pick. I'm actually going to go give me The Mask and Legend of Zorro. Give me a little Antonio Banderas.
Okay. I'll give you Legend of Zorro. I was like,
give me
not
Zorro.
The Mask.
I just want Zorro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I was confused.
I was like, hold on. Wait a minute. Drew,
we're going to pull one more off the list. And this is just a personal pick for me. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but Battle Royale.
I have seen it.
Maybe. Remind me.
A bunch of kids get taken to an island, and it's basically the Hunger Games before the Hunger Games, but way more bloody.
Okay. Is that an off the list pick? Is that what you said?
Yes. That was my last off the list.
I'm gonna peruse the list real quick here. All right. Yeah. I'll take Point Break here.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is it. I got two picks and I got nothing else. So I could go with this one. I don't have enough comedy, so give me Tropic Thunder.
Okay.
I want my comedy in there. And then for my last pick, my outside the pick, give me, as he would say, you know me, it's my duty to please that booty, give me Shaft.
That's great.
Give me Shaft. All right.
And for this one, using my last outside the box pick, Drew, with the inspiration here, give me The Gentleman.
Oh, so good. Last pick.
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
I love that movie. Oh my God, I love that movie.
All right, Drew, last pick.
Yeah. Okay. It has to be on the list. Let's just do one more little once over. Let's go for. Oh, no one's picked it yet. Damn. Independence Day.
Yeah. That was the one I was.
Welcome to Earth.
I was is that really going
to
make it?
Welcome
all the way?
To Earth. It's for rewatchability too.
Yep.
That's one of those movies I can put on and fall asleep to.
Good for Absolutely. You, Drew. Thank you. Thank you for saving us from ourselves. And
yes.
Yeah, there was one other one I was toying with, but yeah, it wins out.
Was it Transformers? Was that the one?
Ooh, you're really close. Not in theme, but in placement on the list. Yeah.
I'm surprised that's still there.
So it's not anymore because that's what I'm using.
There you go.
Ending with Transformers.
Love it.
Oh, good. There's good.
Okay. I don't think anyone had any terrible picks, and somehow we did 14 rounds.
Solid.
I'm not mad if any of that.
I'm going to try to recap at least mine, and then I'll go to the other ones. Here we go. I had Die Hard, Kill Bill, The Matrix, Ung Bak, James Bond, Predator, The Rock, and Mortal Kombat, Terminator, Thor, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, The One, Tropic Thunder, and Shaft.
Shaft!
Rick had John Wick, Boondock Saints, Top Gun, 300, Fast and Furious, Free Guy, Men in Black, Equalizer, Italian Job, Inception, Walking Tall, Shooter, Point Break, and The Gentleman.
Yep.
Ben, you had Gladiator, Indiana Jones, Bad Boys, The Bourne Series, Mission Impossible, The Patriot, Expendables, The Rundown, Roadhouse, Troy, Shoot 'Em Up, Speed, Zorro, and Transformers. Drew had The Mummy, Constantine, Jurassic Park, Alien, Batman, Hot Fuzz, RoboCop, Blade Runner, Mad Max, Spider-Man, Tooken, Bullet Train, Battle Royale, and Independence Day.
Yes.
Correct. Damn, guys.
I'm real happy with my list.
Yeah, me too.
Loving
me too.
There's a few maybe we can share on nights like every other weekend
on guys' nights. Share custody.
I wish I had more time for like Rambo and Black Hawk Down, and there's another one I saw that was
Training
like,
Day was on my list.
Like, Training Day, great.
True Lies, like I almost grabbed it too. So many, I almost grabbed all of those so many times. Transporter, like
the Transporter was good. I was gonna add John Wayne movies as my potential outside the box pick.
Ooh, nice. I had Inglourious Bastards on there, and I didn't pull the trigger, but it was between that and Zorro just has too many memories.
Zorro's more of an action movie to me. I'm not saying it's not, but
you don't think Zorro's an action movie? It's all fighting.
No, he was saying is. Inglourious Bastards
is. Oh.
Yeah.
I would have more of an argument for Inglourious Bastards. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying
Yeah.
I'm just saying of the two, Zorro is more of an action movie.
I get it. More plot twists.
I was tempted to bring this up, but I it's obviously not a movie, so I didn't. But HBO extended movies kind of thing.
Series.
Yeah. So, Band of Brothers, I was
Land Before Time.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Well, Saving Private Ryan's not on here.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan's
on my list.
Good movie. I had it on a previous list, and I don't know how it didn't make it. I don't know.
There's a few that I was surprised were omissions, but there's also like ones that are in the same vein, like Total Recall. You could even put in the same vein as like Minority Report and Blade Runner, like all those post-apocalyptic future.
There's just so many options.
So many options.
I'll judge you for what Braveheart made.
You didn't Braveheart.
I almost had Braveheart. I was gonna pick it. Because to me, Braveheart, Gladiator,
again,
are all the general same idea.
Millions of options.
Like I'll judge you for what you included on the list, but
well,
there's so many.
So I was gonna include a bunch.
There's way too many. You could have spent a day and missed entire.
I just need to say I'm glad no one drafted Snakes on a Plane. Thank you.
Almost did.
Not an action movie.
I
will argue it's not an action
movie. How is it not an action movie?
Nobody's fighting anybody. They're just fucking fighting snakes. There's bad guys on the plane.
I've never seen it.
Sharknado made it on there,
guy
too.
On the plane.
Yeah. Yeah,
Sharknado. Zero bad guys on the plane. It's
Sharknado is absolutely an action movie. And those...
Okay. Travis, the only one I really have to question is the Eternals.
Here's what I did.
I'm deleting it from the list.
That's fine. It's not a good movie. It's barely an action movie, if you can even call it that. But what I did was I was trying to make the list, and I went to the give me all of the Marvel franchise movies, and I threw them on the list. So it wasn't like I need to include the Eternals. It was more of a copy paste thing.
That's fair.
Yeah. Doing that one too. So, and then just so for our listeners, the original way we were going to do this was not franchised. If we were doing individual films with just a first pass, I got to 173 movies. It would have taken way too long, too many rounds, and we all would have been like, after the first three picks, no one would have any sort of competition over the picks. So that wouldn't have been fun. So I tried to narrow it down just a wee bit. With that, we are getting kicked out of the bar. If you want to follow us on social media, you can at @_barbanter. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Probably another one that I can't think of off the top of my head. There's a link in the description. If you want to help the podcast out, you can click to donate to the podcast, and hopefully we can get some cool stuff out for you guys. Am I missing anything?
We're day drinking.
Day drinking.
Remember, this is our podcast, and you're just along for the ride.